Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday. So this was interesting. This was interesting, I thought, when the Texans were even kicking tires on Damon Arnett last week. They gave him a workout, a tryout. They worked out a handful of cornerbacks last week, including Damon Arnett, former first round pick of the Oakland Raiders, or maybe the Vegas Raiders at that point. Probably best known, Seth, not for anything he did in the NFL, because he's only played 13 NFL games to this point in his career. He was cut by the Raiders in 2021, just a week after the Henry Ruggs DWI car accident. They were picked 7 picks apart in the first round of the draft back in 2020 by John Gruden and Mike Mayock in Las Vegas. And we all know Henry Ruggs goes to jail for killing a woman in a DWI accident that took place in early November of 2021. And then a week later, their other first-round pick, Damon Arnett, shows up on the internet. A video gets posted with him flashing guns and making death threats to people.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Remember that? Yeah. So they both got let go in November of 2020. Hell of a week for John Gruden that week.
Whiz-bang character assessment.
You talk about, like, it's one thing to draft like Justin Gilbert and Johnny Manziel in the first round with 2 picks. It's another thing to draft two guys that a week apart have that happen. So Damon Arnett, who went on to have a very long rap sheet, if you go to his Wikipedia page, several different arrests, many of them for moving violations, guns are involved in a lot of them. Nothing that I can tell involves any sort of violence or assault on anybody else. It's a lot of possession of weapons, driving with a suspended license, getting pulled over later on that same night, driving on the same suspended license. And then most recently in early 2024, in January 2024, pulled over in Richardson, Texas for possession of meth and unlawful carry of a firearm. He played in the UFL last year for the Houston Roughnecks, Damon Arnett did, in the 2025 season. He tried to play in the UFL in the 2024 season, and they wouldn't allow him. Daryl Johnston, who we interviewed on Radio Row at the Super Bowl, wouldn't allow him in the league. They allowed him back in the league this year because he has reportedly, according to him, in interviews that he's done, turned his life around. Mm-hmm. And here is Damon Arnett, and I'll get the name of the person he did this interview with. It was actually up in Dallas. Talking about the changes that he's made in his life.
In jail, making wrong decisions, 3 kids, 3 different moms, you know, millions of dollars, no dollars. And where I'm at today is the best version of myself after going through all of that and still motivated to keep going. The only answer to that is God. There's no way I shouldn't be dead in jail in a way worse situation than I'm in right now. Whatever it is I went through, I feel like it's to prepare me what I've asked for from the very beginning, to be a great son, a great father, a great nephew, just somebody that somebody with a good heart can look at me and feel proud and inspired to never quit, to never give up.
Okay, so he, you know, turned his life around, played well in the UFL last year. Now the Texans are giving him a shot here.
Well, no, 100%. I mean, it's much better to get a guy after the intervention and after he's realized the mistakes of his youth, all of that, and you take a swing at it and see what happens. Nick always says, get a guy in a building.
Yep.
So, and the Texans have a long history of this, and I approve of it almost every single time. When you can get a defensive back who's extremely physically talented, but for whatever reason it didn't work out, give him another shot, because those guys are really, really hard to find. And especially if it was on the character side of things or maturity side of things, that lots of kids, for whatever reason, or young men, obviously make a lot of mistakes. And then sometimes you hear the redemption story and it turns out really well. So I think this is the perfect type of thing to do as you head into training camp and give a guy an honest shot to see how much different he is.
Yeah.
I mean, as opposed to, I mean, the classic example of the opposite was when the Kansas City Three were let go after they were caught smoking a cigar type substance in the team hotel.
Yeah.
And that wasn't like the only incident that ended, but Sam Montgomery, Willie Jefferson, and Sierre Wood, all three of those guys had issues.
Yeah.
And I mean, Willie Jefferson was part of the Josh Gordon Taco Bell incident in college. Dude. Baylor got rid of Willie Jefferson.
Sierre
if you
Wood,
can imagine that.
Sierre Wood, I think, might be in prison right now.
I think in prison for murder and like not just your normal run-of-the-mill murder.
No,
it was a really bad situation.
Yes.
Sam Montgomery, there are all kinds of questions about his work ethic and whether he had his head right coming into it. So it was like that's when you're spending draft capital on guys that are really, really big question marks.
Yeah.
This is the opposite. This is spending very little to see if a guy who's a first round physical talent has the ability to just actually develop or follow through with that potential.
It'll be interesting. He's 28 years old, so he's a little older than you might think. He's the rare first round pick that was actually in college for 5 years. You know, he redshirted at Ohio State and then played all 4 years at Ohio State before knocking it out of the park in all the pre-draft stuff, the workouts and the combine and things like that. He was very much kind of a workout warrior sort of pick, and I never had any real accolades in college at Ohio State, but obviously very supremely physically talented. And he was drafted in 2020 and hasn't even played a full season's worth of games in the NFL his entire life yet. No interceptions yet in the NFL either. He's still looking for his first career pick once he gets on the Houston Texans.
You know, I mean, this is obviously just not a direct comparison, but similar in some respects. I remember Jamie Sharper, because Jamie Sharper came to the Texans in the first year from the Ravens after they'd won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And he played with Ray Lewis. And Jamie would say that Ray Lewis, he was already a great player, but when he came back from prison, he was changed for the better in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
He became a better leader. He was just a different guy.
Yeah.
And you know, that's an extreme example of it, obviously. But it's this is relatively zero risk by NFL standards.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't get excited about it, but I'm intrigued by it.
Right,
I mean,
right.
I'm very intrigued in watching him in training camp the first day.
I am too. They need corners. There's a big drop-off after Kamari Lassiter and Derek Stingley Jr., and they had signed Ronald Darby. I think, you know, if Ronald Darby were still on the team, would they be kicking tires on Damon Arnett? I don't know. We don't know. I mean, you can never have too many cornerbacks, and he seems like he's worth bringing into camp. Yeah, like these are the moves you need to make on the margin, especially Seth. I'm guessing he's getting fairly close to a minimum contract out of this. I mean, this is Damon Arnett has way more to gain from this than the Texans do right now. I'm guessing he's coming in on a fairly insignificant level deal dollar wise. These are also the moves you need to make when you start paying guys like the Texans have started paying guys.
Right. And this is in terms of what kind of football player you're getting. Last year, the experiment was Jeff Okuda and CJ Henderson. Let's see, former high first round picks that just hadn't really delivered on their talent. But you figure, okay, we'll get him in and we'll see. Those two, I felt like Grinch with those two guys, because they hear those names and they get excited, and they've got great, you know, they've got a highlight reel from the good things they've done in the NFL. But it's a cautionary tale of, man, you just can't get overly excited or expect that, oh yeah, this is the thing that is going to put them over the top. This is Yeah. It's the exact opposite of Ronald Darby. Ronald Darby's a veteran player who's past his prime, but you just want a guy back there that you can at least know you can depend on.
Yeah.
This is not that.
No, I did. Maybe it's because they both went to Ohio State. I did have some Jeff Okuda PTSD yesterday with this signing. Like, okay, I don't want to get too hepped up. Former first round pick. I don't want to get too excited.
We all turn into NBA fans.
Yeah.
Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, right.
Woo!
Right, exactly.
You know how many Olympic championships he's won?
Boogie Cousins is on the Rockets? Yeah. An Achilles tear ago. Yes.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Jalen Knoll was on the St. Brown pod. This looks like it was recorded not yesterday.
It was sometime during rookie minicamp because at this point he hadn't even worked out with. He had been to Houston, but he hadn't caught any passes.
I bet it was at that rookie premiere thing that they do because Jalen Knoll was representing the Texans at that.
Yeah. And they were doing it at they were doing the interview in a hotel of some sort.
Yeah, I'm guessing that was out in L.A.
Fancy hotel.
I think it was at the NFL, that campus they have out in L.A. I bet that's where it was. Here was Jalen Knoll, kind of flexing a little bit.
He's kind of the opposite of all the guys we were just talking about, though. Too. This is a guy who you do not have to worry about. I think getting into any kind of trouble whatsoever.
No,
this is a likable kid, man.
Very much. Take a listen to this. This is Jalen. How many times did he bench 225 at the combine?
23 reps on bench?
Yeah.
Now you got to run me through. Are you a big bench guy? Because I like bench too.
Yeah, I've seen.
I hit 20.
Yeah.
At the common. That was hard to do.
Me too.
For me, 20 was damn. But 23, how much do you weigh?
I weigh 195. Right?
That's nuts. Jeez. Were you practicing? Were you repping it out a lot before?
I mean, I've always been a big weight room guy.
Right.
Actually, you was talking about earlier your background with the weight room and stuff. But it's just always something that. It's joyful for me. I'm in the weight room. I'm trying to be competitive with other guys, pushing other guys. But it's something that I always I knew I'd get a lot of reps, but I didn't know 23. My goal was 25. The receiver record was 27.
Really?
But didn't get too much sleep the night before
or
after the combine. I'm sure you know exactly how that feels.
Okay, so 23 reps. Okay. I don't worry about him as much going over the middle at that size.
Well, we talked about this before. He is a stout and strong. And people have talked about they've taken notice of the 23 reps for a smaller guy.
I didn't know that he had put it up 23 times.
Yeah. So it's not just by freak of he's not a freak of nature and that he just naturally can get under there. The part he talked about also just getting under the bench at the combine. It feels heavier than your normal 225 because it's a brand new bar. It's brand new weights. A lot of times weights lose a little bit of weight over time with wear and tear. And there's just everything.
It's
that
kind of stressful too, I would imagine.
It's all sometimes the stress gets you. You'd expect that you'd get more reps than you do in training because of the adrenaline and everything.
Rush,
but he mentioned that lack of sleep. It's not because he was out partying the night before. No. It's because the combine is so stupid.
Yeah.
It's because they put you in the absolute best position to have your worst workout by keeping you sleep deprived and having you do meetings, wake up at 4 a.m. for a drug test, all that stuff. And he still got 23. He was hoping to get 25.
Yeah.
He's stout. If you look at him, it reminds me a little bit of when you see Stephon Diggs in person for the first time.
Yeah.
For a guy that's going to take a lot of hits over the middle in his career, it's good to be stout.
Yeah.
It's good to be a tough little dude.
And the voice you heard there that's saying, I did 20, was Amon-Ra St. Brown, who's one of the best wide receivers in all of football. The St. Brown brothers are the hosts of this podcast. Do they play a game with these guys, right, Seth, where they show pictures of –
Yeah,
NFL players.
They, It's called You Don't Know Ball, and it's pretty good. And Jalen Noel was doing a really good job at this. Yeah, I think he had gotten 5 of 6. They just show the face shot. They don't show the number or anything like that.
You just have to say who they are, right?
So he's 5 of 6 when he gets to this next one, and they show a picture of it's Vince Young. But it's Vince Young in an Eagles uniform. You can see that it's green, at least. You can see that it's green. You can't see that it's the Eagles.
Yeah.
This is Jalen Noel trying to name the player here.
This is
He's getting hints. the hints. So I'll give him 4.
This is a quarterback?
Can I see? Yeah.
That's a quarterback. No, I'm not going to get his name.
Heisman winner.
Heisman, he played for Texas.
Yeah. Nah, you gotta get this one.
I do gotta get this one.
Beat USC national championship.
Yeah, I know who he is at this point. I knew he played for Texas. Where were you? Number 10?
Yep. Vince Young.
Yeah, Vince Young. That's on me.
4 for 7. He's good.
Okay. That's on me.
He started off high. He's cooling down.
Let's be clear. That was not his voice giving the first Vince Young on that. That was one of the same rounds, right?
Yeah. So he, I'm sure he has zero clue that Vince Young is a Houston institution.
Yeah.
And elected here.
He just gave back some equity right there.
That was floating around.
He better be a great kid.
Vince Young, somebody's going to send that clip to Vince Young. It's going to be funny the first time they meet. I do give him credit because remember, that was almost 20 years ago now. That's 19 years ago, the national championship. So Jalen Noel was only 2 or 3 years old, and Vince Young was much more famous as a college player than he was at any time in Jalen Noel's football-watching life. So I give him a pass on that. There are a couple things. This is how likable this kid is. There were a couple times in that interview, they asked him if he is going to settle down eventually. Where is it going to be? He says Dallas. But it's because his fiance is from Dallas.
Okay.
Where you're like, man, if this guy wasn't so likable, I might kind of be like, all right, man, I don't know. You better prove yourself. We'll play the clip later of what car, what his whip is, what car he's currently driving. Yeah. Don't say what it is.
I'm so
impressed with his answer. I'm so impressed.
We'll play it in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll do more Jalen Noel. He's super likable.
I have zero worries about this kid, man.
Yeah.
He likes to fish and cook at home with his wife.
That's it.
He sounds like a 45-year-old man.
Fish, cook, hang out with his wife, and put up 225 23 times. Those are his hobbies.
Yeah.
That's what he likes to do.
Yeah.
and collecting very ordinary cars. That's his other hobby. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. We'll get to more Jalen Noel in the 7 o'clock hour. Let's get to some headlines. We'll circle back to the Astros. Man, big transaction in the NBA yesterday. What does this mean for other sports out there? We'll get to all of that coming up in headlines next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.